Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
What do you think? Did it get him?
I am weird, dude.
You are weird.
Mr. Dale Earnhardt Jr.
That family picnic sometimes gives you more than just a potato salad.
That's the voice of my co-host and one of my best friends in the whole wide world, Mike Davis.
We're screwed.
What does that mean?
No, we're not standing in that box together in our underwear. Are you kidding me, Mike?
Oh, my God. That is hilarious.
Hey, everybody. It's Dale Jr. on the Dale Jr. Download. Another episode this Thursday. I'm in the Bojangle studio with my co-host, Mike Davis. Looking forward to getting this show started. We're coming off of a great Wednesday episode with Justin Haley. Justin was great. Still trying to find his legs in this sport, and he's taking on an incredible challenge next year going to Rick Ware Racing. But Rick Ware Racing is sort of making the same effort to get better. I think they're kind of both coming together at an opportune time for each, and that was a great conversation.
I thought you hit it on the head yesterday when you said that it feels like Rick Ware Racing is actually investing in its future now. Yeah. I think that's exactly what they're doing with Justin Haley, because we know he comes with credentials.
Absolutely.
I also thought it was interesting that he doesn't really in his head think he's a cup winner yet. Like he got that. It was a bit of an asterisk. It was a lightning delay. They stayed out. Everybody else pitted at Daytona. We all remember it, but that was a big deal for Spire. But that was interesting insight from Justin Haley, and I really did enjoy the time we had.
Well, for today's show, I want to also mention that we appreciate Lionel for everything they do, this whole table full of diecast, and so we want to thank Lionel.
Hey, I got a surprise. Speaking of Lionel,
yeah,
we have a surprise for you. We have a surprise. Now, I know you don't like surprises until you do, kind of like when you race. You're nervous.
Is it what I think it is?
Well, you do bring up quite a bit the late model, and you wonder where it is. Well, guess what?
Oh?
Guess what? We have the CEO at Lionel, Howard Hitchcock, here today.
Really?
And I'd like to bring him in.
All
Can
right,
we do
yes,
this?
Yes, yes, yes.
All right, let's do this.
Howard Hitchcock, what a name.
Come here.
Let's get right here.
Oh, what you got there, buddy?
I got some stuff.
I cannot believe you're holding those that way. I mean, goodness, why are they not in glass cases? Dude, get them things over here.
All right, here we go.
All right.
There's one.
Holy
There's
smokes.
The other. Yep. So those are the first samples off the new tool
are
that I wanted
serious?
To bring by. Yeah, absolutely. First shots out of the new
How
tool.
Perfect.
Yeah. They look really, really good.
Oh, my God.
There's a couple little tweaks we're going to make to them, and they're going to head into production.
Oh, my God. It's perfect. What kind of tweaks?
Just little things. Little sizing of decals. Nothing major.
Okay.
Nothing major. Yeah, the car itself, the structure of the car, it looks really, really good. So we're super happy with that.
It's everything I dreamed.
Yeah, even the dashboard. Check out the dash. It doesn't have a NASCAR dash.
No, it's just like it.
Yeah.
Dude, y'all nailed it.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
We worked hard on this one. This one was a tough one.
Well, listen, I know I'm being a little goofy, but, I mean, that's genuinely how happy I am about this. I love my late model program, and it matters to me, right? It's sort of the roots of my being, right? I love racing, and that's what anchors us to the ground. And this sort of grassroots style racing is special. And everything I love about racing can be found at these races that I go to when I run this late model car. And For Lionel to put the effort in to go and make a tool for what I know is a special market for them. Right. I genuinely can't say how much I appreciate that. Thank you, Lionel, for listening. Obviously, to all of the grassroots fans of late model stock, our fans that want to have these cars, to have our own tool is very special. So I just can't say there's not a lot of companies out there that would do that. And you guys have could have went so many other routes to be able to produce these cars other ways. But you went the full 10 yards and got the first down. I mean, this thing looks exactly like my late model car sitting over in the shop on the other side of town. Identical, and I couldn't be more thrilled. I cannot wait. I have a in the last 2 years, I've gotten really, really dedicated to collecting diecast.
Yep.
And I've got a tower at home that has a few spots available, and this is I've got a little bit of a collection of my own stuff.
Sure.
That a couple of cars that were really important to me, and I can't wait to put these in there.
Well, that's awesome.
I can't say enough about what a great job y'all have done with this tool. I mean, this thing is perfect.
Well, thank you. It was a lot of work, and to see how excited you are about it is rewarding.
Yeah.
It truly is. You know, typically when we do the new cars for NASCAR, say, so like the Ford Mustang is changing for next year, we get a CAD package file, right? And so that comes to us, and it's got the greenhouse and the front clip and all the windows and all the other stuff. And we kind of pass that over to the factory, and it's kind of a well-oiled machine, right?
Yeah.
We've kind of lost the art, the old art where you had to come and measure these cars and sort of, you know, take pictures and angles. And so when we went to try to do this car, because it is a specialty business and it doesn't have that NASCAR sort of backing and funding that goes into it, we went out to both iRacing and then the Five Star, the body manufacturer, and they do it in an old school way, right? So iRacing didn't have a file that would work for us. And we've shared files with video games before for our templates and for our different race cars. So there's some synergies there that we thought, oh, well, that's a good way to go at this. Mm-hmm. That didn't work out. So then we went to Five Star and they're like, well, we have these like wood molds that we like form the fronts from. And, you know, and so we're like, that's not going to work. So we actually wound up transporting one of your cars over, having it scanned.
Dang.
So that, you know, it all started like in August, and we wound up having to do that sort of late November. So now we're into Thanksgiving and Christmas, of course. And everybody knows the racing industry kind of goes away in December because after you get past the awards and stuff. And so we had some confusion on file types and everything else. Finally, come early January, we get the right type files over to the factory, and they're able to actually start the process. And so that's where we kind of started, and very, very pleased with where it's come out. And we really did try to pay as close attention to the, you know, we photographed your car. We had some people over here that were photographing the insides and really focusing on trying to get that dash right and trying to get some other things. So we're working on the 64 scale as well.
Really?
Yep.
No kidding.
Yeah, the 64 is a little behind this one. Yeah. Yep.
I've got to ask you a question.
Absolutely.
You know, listen, Howard, you're the CEO of Lionel. This is a huge job. I'm just curious. Did word of Dale really wanting this late model to be as accurate as possible reach you?
Oh, like, yeah.
So, and if so, how and when and what was the response? What was the reaction? And you can be honest.
Well, it came many ways. There was a video that Dale, you shot at Bass Pro, actually. I think that it was asking for some of that. Joe Mattis is, he knows my number when he needs to get a hold of me and fills me in, keeps me in line. But no, the great part about JRM licensing is, right, that Joe always comes with a strategy, right? Like, here's the bigger picture, right? So he understands the business investment side of that. He understands that, you know, there's a capital commitment that we have to make. You know, there's an opportunity sort of cost that we have to factor in there, right?
Sure.
If we're tooling this, we're not tooling something else, right? And so, you know, he really kind of laid out a great plan for us, and that was able to get to a decision where we justify it. My background is in product. So I actually moved to North Carolina in 2006 to be part of Motorsports Authentics over the diecast category. I had been a buyer of Action Performance products for another company in Florida a couple years prior to that. But my whole career in history is about product. I've done different things, Lennox China, Waterford Crystal, all sorts of different stuff. I always get really passionate about the product that I'm doing, whether now that's trains or it's race cars. They have to be right. They have to be accurate. You understand the collector mentality. You really push for those things. Do things happen occasionally? Yes, but we're always striving for 100%. We're always striving to have that be the best product it can possibly be. And that's what I instill in both my racing product managers and my train product managers. And collectively, they do a really great job of bringing real great products to market.
Man, well, I'm excited for people to be able to put their orders in.
How will they and when will they be able to do that?
Well, so the pre-order, so we work on a pre-order model. So everything pretty much comes out before it delivers. And so the pre-orders for these have actually gone in already. So now what we're looking for is, you know, we're going to tweak, like I said, a couple of little minor things on the decals. That's going to get scheduled into the production process, shipped over here. I expect these will be in market in January.
Yeah. So if you want to know more information about that, you can go to lionelracing.com. And these should be available soon. So I'm excited about that. I got to ask a question that's more about the business side of it.
Sure.
Some of the diecasts that I collect are Lionel diecasts, but they're customs, right? So someone out there who enjoys making a custom diecast or something unique and one-off will buy one of your diecasts, blast it, paint it, do the whole thing, right?
Yep.
Does that matter to y'all? Do y'all do blanks of a certain run for people that are just going to buy to do that type of?
No, yeah. We don't. And we don't because of licensing implications. Yeah. So
you're not allowed to give a blank to somebody with their intent to make
that's
it
exactly
into
right.
something custom.
But they're sort of working around the licensing process,
got it. Yeah,
right?
For
and
sure.
So to protect the teams, the drivers, the sponsors, all that, we're
yeah.
officially, our position is that they're not sort of real diecast, and so that's an issue in the market.
Yeah.
However, that said, I mean, and we see this a lot on the train side. There's people that do customs, and there's people that do
yeah.
weathering and or make weathering, a raced version
yeah, yep,
of
yep.
it, right? So, you know, I understand the art side of it. If they're doing it for their personal collection or to, say, give you or whatever,
yeah.
great, right? It's when it turns into a business that's
a problem. Yeah,
that's
yeah,
where
understand.
It starts
okay.
to go sideways.
I was curious because I know a lot of the guys that that I race with are absolutely going to take this diecast with my design on it and blast that right off to be able to have that, you know, make one of their own to be able to put on their mantle of their car, right?
Yeah.
I'm excited for them to be able to do that. To be
well,
honestly.
we are offering other drivers, you know,
are
as
you?
Oh yeah, part of.
So
part
yeah,
of,
I've heard that.
Yeah.
So there will be some other drivers involved.
Yeah, certainly other drivers
involved.
Is that
a moving, is that a fluid situation?
It is very fluid. And yeah. now that we have a tool in place, it's going to be easier to have a more routine like you have with NASCAR where you're offering out different things. We're seeing if there's an interest in the marketplace.
Yeah.
I know that in grassroots racing, a lot of the drivers will buy their own stuff and then kind of sell it out
yep.
of their own little trailers and stuff
sure.
like that. So I expect that there will be more and more of these that come down. It's really started more with the guys that are in the Cup Series or have been
yeah.
in the Cup Series.
You know what I think would be awesome?
Here it comes. Get ready.
I didn't. So now
I'll
that
take
I,
my
well,
notes.
Well, no. Now that I know you're doing like the 1/64 scale version, I love the when you would go into the store and look at the you know looking you're trying to like collect a collection right of
yep.
10 or 15
yep.
right, and you'll have like these four packs that'll have like the three that you need.
Oh
right?
yeah.
Yeah. So it might be kind of cool. With this tool and the 1/64 scale to have like a 12 or 15 driver collection
mix,
and you
yeah.
mix yeah and you but you buy them in fours or in threes right
yeah.
you'll get like me and two others and or Carson Quapple and two others
yeah.
or Butterbean and two others right and people are buying them to really get the full collection but anyways
yeah we actually have a strategy like that on
that'd be
on,
cool.
on an upcoming Hendrick program but
really
yeah we actually do so that's an interesting one but you will see the 64 scale in mass retail under the NASCAR Authentics too.
Really
yeah
dang
yeah.
dude
yeah
I'm so pumped again I mean that tells me y'all are taking this very seriously and I'm so
absolutely.
Thankful
yeah.
hey I mean I know it was no small thing to make the tool and for you guys to really put it out there and market it with your other products it makes us I say us as the grassroots drivers and grassroots fans even happier.
Yeah, no, it's a great car. It turned out super, super well.
It's perfect.
And again, thank you.
I see nothing wrong with it.
It is beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Both of these cars
Damn good job.
And let me echo everything he said and say how appreciative we are of Lionel's affiliation with us at Dirty Mo Media. I mean, listen, we have these diecasts. We love it. And obviously, it goes without saying there's a natural relationship here. Dale's a diecast collector. We all are. But the fact that you guys are partners with us means a lot. And the fact that you're here to bring this and to make this thing a reality means a lot to us, and I wanted you to know that.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. No, we view this as a very natural extension of the diecast business. I mean, the diecast is the jersey, quotes, of the stick and ball sports, right? Like, yeah. I mean, this is the most authentic thing as a fan of NASCAR or, you know, racing that you're going to collect and to honor your driver and to try to get all the paint schemes and be really passionate. We hear from lots of fans, right? They want every single thing that driver does. And,
yes,
you know, the days of one or two paint schemes has gone away. And now we've got, you know, there's some drivers, I think we have more paint schemes than races, but you know, we try to make sure that market is satisfied in every way. And we try to do it the best way possible.
Do you have a favorite diecast?
Yeah, well, I do. Lots of different ones.
Are you allowed to tell us which one?
No, for different reasons. So when you're in product, at least for me, like they all feel like your kids, like, right? Like, I know, you work on them and like you kind of get them to market. I still think that when we did the 10th anniversary of the 9/11 tribute Richmond, we created a 343, and 343 were the number of firefighters who were killed in New York, or first responders who were killed in New York. And so the 34 ran with a ghost at 3, and that actually is my favorite diecast of all time. I have that personal collection on display at home. I have it in my office. So that had real meaning for me, though. I'm originally from that sort of area in New Jersey. And I think we did a fantastic job. And you guys were part of it. You guys were part of that program. And yeah, we appreciate that. But that whole series of product, I think, for me is you know, probably my favorite.
I retired at the end of 2017. I was getting gifts all throughout the whole year. One of my favorite things that I've gotten came from Lionel, and the 2014 Daytona 500 raced version. You would buy it, and there would be a little graffiti from the victory lane in the box with the car, and Lionel had that car in the lobby.
Yep.
And it was 00001. Like, yep. It was the very first one off the assembly line. And y'all gave that to me. I have that in my house. Like, and it's still in the box, still with the grief, just as you gave it to me. I have it in my office. By a large margin, will always be my favorite diecast. But like I said, I started really getting serious into it. I've always had diecast around, got a little more dedicated to it here in the last couple of years.
Sure.
Got me a couple towers, rotating towers. I actually called y'all to figure out where to get me a good tower from.
I remember. Yeah.
And I'm near going to need another third tower. We're about to fill the second one up.
Just going to put that in, plant that seed with
plant
you right
that
there.
Seed. Got it. Got it.
Just so we know where we can go get one.
Duly noted.
Yeah. But again, man, Mike's right. Thanks for everything Lionel does for us here at Dirty Mo Media for the Dale Jr. Download. We love promoting your product. When you do things like this, when you make special tools for the little guys down at the grassroots level, it shows that you're a genuine, caring company, and we appreciate that. Thanks for coming today.
Yeah.
I'm finally get to put my eyes on these things. I can't believe it's sitting right here in front of me.
Yep, there I are.
Yes,
so
sir.
We really do appreciate it, and we thank you for your partnership and your continued support.
Look forward to more, man. It's going to be fun.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Experience the thrill of the racetrack like you're in the driver's seat with DraftKings Sportsbook. Bet on your favorite racers and feel the rush of every pass, pit stop, and victory like never before. Right now, new customers can turn $5 into $200 instantly in bonus bets. Bet $5 on anything to score big, no matter what goes down on the racetrack. Check out Dirty Mo' Dough every Thursday, where they will handicap the field and recommend bets to watch for during the upcoming race. With props, parlays, and more, you'll have bets to follow all race long. The racing action doesn't stop till the checkered flag drops. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and join with code DALE. New customers can bet $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. That's code DALE only on DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. For state-specific disclaimers, check the show notes. 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. See dkng.co/autoracing for eligibility, terms, and responsible gaming resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Man, I really am thankful that finally the die-cast late model stock cars are here on the table, Mike, and they didn't take them with them. We get to keep them.
That's cool.
It is cool. Yeah. So now that we're in the middle of the week, I mean kind of going beyond the halfway point of the week, leading into Texas, me and you filled out some brackets as far as we felt how the playoffs might go for the 16, the round of 16. So let's look at our brackets. You got your bracket.
I believe right I there in front right of
you. Okay, yep. You got your bracket.
Yep.
So what has happened is Mike, what you got two or three wrong?
Three.
Oh wow. So who didn't go through?
Logano, Harvick, and Stenhouse. I think I picked McDowell to not make it. I got that one right.
Okay, you got McDowell right.
Nailed that one.
Well, I had Chastain missing it. Got that wrong. I had Wallace missing it. I got that wrong. I had Stenhouse and McDowell missing it, so I got that right. I had Harvick and Logano going through, and unfortunately,
those. If you're gonna miss some, I mean, like,
yeah, I have Logano going to the eighth round, so I'm gonna screw that up too. So I got that wrong. Dang, dude.
I mean, how far do you – yeah, I had him in the round of eight.
Oh, my gosh. How did you do that?
I don't know. Why'd you let me
Everybody. Everybody. Did you hear that? Mike had Stenhouse going to the round of eight. I mean, Stenhouse is smiling.
I believed.
Yeah. Everyone else is laughing, crying tears of laughter over that choice. Sorry, Stenhouse. I mean, anything could happen, right? He was good enough, I think, to make the round of 12. He could have, you know, shocked the world with a win at Talladega or something.
Yeah.
Well, he could have.
That may have been my logic.
Maybe that was it.
But I did not have Logano or Harvick making the round of eight.
Okay. Well, that's our brackets, and that's where we're at. I wonder where everyone else is at and how they're doing on theirs. I still think I'm alive. I'm not changing my championship pick of Blaney. I still stick to my guns. I mean, I'm not going to flip-flop on this. But I'm not feeling great about it. But maybe it'll turn around. Time for some Ask Junior Andrews here. Let's get started.
We're live.
Hey, everybody. It's Dale Jr. at the Dale Jr. Download, and we're live for another episode of Ask Junior. So, man, it has been a busy morning in the Bojangles studio. Mike is here. We've had a whole lot going on. But anyways, yeah, we've got some questions that you guys have sent to Xfinity on Twitter, Xfinity Racing. Andrew's here to help us with those questions. We want to thank Xfinity for everything they do for us. They're a great supporter of Dirty Mo Media and the Dale Jr. Download specifically. So we appreciate that, and glad that you're all here today to talk whatever we're going to talk about. Ask Junior has been by far – this has been the best season of Ask Junior – For whatever reason, the questions are just phenomenal. So let's get started.
Let's start with a good one then. This first one is from, well, I guess you'll be the you'll determine that or not. This is from Jerry. He's kind of talking about, you know, MRN during commercial breaks. They have like different types of chatter. What is the NBC commercial break chatter look like?
It's pretty calm, to be honest with you. You know, Jeff might take that opportunity to see what's up with Burton or Harrison. He might take a minute to sort of catch up with what's going on with his race. Rick's going to eat Oreos during break. He loves Oreos. Letarte's usually taking that break to holler at Racing Insights guys, Russell, about something, some stat that he needs. I typically am going to eat or get a drink. But, you know, there's a little bit of conversation, but it's pretty boring, I'd imagine, for people. But, yeah, everybody's kind of doing their own thing. Break time, you run to the bathroom as fast as you can. Sometimes you run to the bathroom. You might not even know we're gone because, everybody knows, like, when somebody's got to use a restroom, you'll hit a button and say, Letarte's off headset. So everyone knows. So you don't actually accidentally go to him and he's not there, right? Say, hey, Letarte, what do you think? And he's in the bathroom.
Yeah. You don't want to cue to
him. No, you don't want to do that.
Sounds like it's snack time then during commercial breaks. We'll have to bring Rick some Oreos next time we see him.
Man.
This next question comes from Joanna. She saw you change your profile picture. I know that was after a few years.
Yeah.
What went into
the profile picture I had was this little cartoon face. And I've been complaining about the Fox cartoon caricatures and I'm sitting there such a hypocrite, but basically that thing came out, that was an air freshener
that
we were marketing, and I just thought it was so funny. I was like, look at here, man, there's this air freshener cartoon face of me. And then I thought, man, that could actually make a pretty good profile pic, and I'm just gonna be, you know, I'm going to put this on everything I use, everything. So, man, if you change your profile pic, it can be a little bit of work. But anyways, I just got tired of it. And then I thought, why do I got a cartoon face anyways? I need people to know what I look like. So I'm going to put my real picture up there. So I found one. Yeah, Mike's even got a mug with it on there. I found a picture that I liked and put it up on Twitter. And then it took away my check mark, and now everybody's like, what happened to your check mark, dude? And I was like, man, I really don't know. And so I looked and I dug in there, and they're like, yeah, if you change your picture, it takes it away till your picture's approved.
Huh.
And then they'll put the check mark back. And so eventually, like after 5 days or so, it finally came back. But then I had to change that profile picture on Instagram, all of the Facebook, everything. Because I don't like stuff not being uniform.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, my Spotify, I went to everything and had to change it. Like, all of my little group chat apps and everything. I'm done changing my profile pic for a while. I think I'll just stick with this one.
Now everyone knows what you look like.
I know.
In case they didn't already.
No more cartoon me. I don't know why I was doing that. I apologize for cartoon face forever. I don't know what that was all about.
This next question, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, is from Cher, asking, I guess, have you ever been to a high school reunion of yours?
That's a great question, and the answer is no. I badly wanted to go to see everybody, but... you know, I think, what do? Go on classmates.com, kind of see who's logged in, see who's sort of still connected to the past. What do? Do you get an email? How do you find out?
For our high school, it's like the student body president of our year organizes.
That's
it.
Right.
That's great.
Oh, but
how
do they contact you?
How do you learn about this event?
Well, I haven't heard classmates.com in probably 10 or 15 years, but it's kind of communicated through Facebook in my particular situation.
Like they reach out to you directly?
Well, we all pretty much have always kept in touch. I mean, my best friend is the guy that is the class president. So,
so you would know.
So, yeah, but that's a good point, is that, like, not everybody gets the word, right? Mm-hmm. I would assume it'd be hard.
I don't want to speak out and be wrong, but what little digging I did, I learned that there was one years ago for, like, I guess I don't know, our 15th or 20th or whatever it was. And it was like 5 or 8 people met at the park.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. So really? It was kind of, yeah.
Say you're old without saying you're old. Yeah. When your class reunion is at the park feeding the birds.
In my mind, it's like, man, we're going to go to the old gym at the school. It's going to be kind of like an old dance, but it's going to be grown-ups, right? I don't know what I was supposed to expect.
Play some dominoes, everybody. It's marbles.
But nothing. I would love to go to one, and I would. I would go. And but I would need to bring my yearbook, right? Not only just so I could go. Who are you? Well, oh yeah, I remember you, because you know they don't look like themselves anymore.
Yeah,
a lot of people will be unrecognizable, right? So you'll be like,
I want this to happen so bad.
I do too.
I want him to go to his family, high school reunion.
I'll be like, oh yeah, man, I remember you. We had this class together, you know, whatever. And of course, I would want to know what they're up to and how they're doing. Just about, I don't know, 5 years ago or so, I don't know what it was. I think I talked about it on the show, but something got me reaching out to friends from high school.
Huh.
And I literally went on social media and found about maybe 4 or 5 people that I used to correspond with back in school and say, hey, what's up? You, let's get lunch, right? And I ain't seen these people in 20 years and just met them at a damn restaurant.
Yeah.
And one of them was a buddy named Anthony, but it was really good to catch up. And just see that they were good. They were busy. They had things happen in their lives and what they'd been up to. And I hadn't heard from them since. But just to sort of know they're out there just kicking it around. So I did that. But once I kind of got enough of that, I just didn't do it anymore. But I would love to go to a reunion. But I don't think – I just assume that reunions happen for everyone.
And yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Well, it ain't true. Huh. All right, Andrew.
It's not happening
for me, buddy. All right. It's not everybody that doesn't have it so rosy, okay?
Yeah.
So privileged life you lead.
Yeah, Andrew.
Meet at the park.
I don't even know how
Meet
you look park. At yourself.
Andrew just expects. Andrew
just wakes up and goes to reunion every
Andrew
day.
Andrew just expects to get that email. Hey, buddy. It's happening.
Yep.
Well, his high school was like yesterday, so I mean.
Yeah, I'm still in high school, actually.
Still in high school.
We got time for one more quick one. Okay. This is coming from Buddy. What's your favorite board game, and then do you guys ever like have family game night at the house?
Monopoly, by far.
You better be the race car.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Yeah.
Man, I mean, Monopoly is just awesome. What was the second part?
Do you ever have family game night or anything like that?
No, not yet. I'm sure that's coming down the pipe, right, Mike? As your kids get older,
yeah, they get a little older.
Yeah, I mean, I play Candyland and things like that with Isla sometimes, but she's not heavy into the board games. But we do. She'll see it and go, "Let's play this," and we'll play. But yeah, I'm looking forward to Monopoly and some of those more sophisticated games once the kids get old enough. Trying to think what other board games I enjoyed. That was pretty much the only one. What other ones are there?
My girls love Clue. They love Scrabble.
I remember playing Clue, and I thought that was really fun.
Yeah,
but
I used to love Battleship.
I haven't played Clue in like 30 years. Battleship's a great one.
That's a fun one.
I played Battleship. Last time I played that was in Daytona on July. You remember that trip? Battleship. Me and you were playing at 6 in the morning.
What?
Come on, keep the classic Battleship Daytona trip. You don't remember?
Mike! Do you not remember?
No. Well, give me more details.
Me and you had been up all night, went out to the bar. Everybody went to bed. We were renting this house. It was the weekend before Daytona.
Okay, I remember that trip. Right. We went in a week
and
early.
And we stayed up and played. We stayed up. We were renting this house, and it was like someone's home, and there were board games everywhere and all kinds of stuff. And, like, it was daylight. We were in the kitchen. Sun's coming up, and me and Mike are still up, and we're playing Battlefield.
Battleship?
Battleship, whatever. Yeah. Battleship, okay. Yeah. And
I am vaguely starting to remember this. Did you cheat?
After we got done, we got in a 15-passenger van, our van, and Mike drove to McDonald's.
Burger King. Yeah, I do remember that.
I just remember him.
So random.
I remember sitting so in the very random. Back seat, and you throwing hash browns back there. Just weird.
Still
know.
Trying to sink his battleship, right. Yep. But now with hash browns, I guess.
I was like, where's my hash browns? He literally threw the pack, and they just go everywhere.
Yeah, that sounds right. He won that weekend.
Wow.
Was that it?
I think so. Maybe I was thinking about Battleship. I don't know.
This is like 08 or 07, 06. Yeah. A long time ago.
Yeah. I remember Sadler being there at one point, and Brett.
Yeah. Different home.
Different?
Yep. This was a different house, not that trip.
It was okay. A Battleship weekend.
We remember this. Yeah. I think TJ passed out in this chair and we duct taped him to it.
Oh my God.
Oh, that sounds like something we would have done.
Yeah. It's a classic.
This is the kind of stuff you'll find out at Westgate.
Yeah, I was about to say.
We duct taped him or tied him to it somehow with stuff we found in the home. But this was like someone's home.
It was someone's home. I think Brandon Suggs was with us. Yes. Yeah, okay. I'm starting to come around now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, these will be some great stories that'll come up in our 30-year Dirty Mo Media reunion.
October 13th, Las Vegas.
If Mike can remember and then engage.
That's right.
That's actually funny because Brett and I were doing a promo for that the other day in Bristol, and we started peeling off stories that we had no plan on doing, and it was kind of like how, yeah.
One take
we're
longer.
October 13th, it's going to be an evening of us just kind of like trying to remember things that we did, right?
Yeah. We should just name the show. I don't remember that.
Yeah, it'd be good.
That's what you're going to hear all night.
All right.
Oh, man, good stuff. Yeah. All right.
All right, y'all. Hey, thanks for the great questions. This is the Ask Junior portion of the show brought to you by Xfinity. Xfinity with their fast 10G internet. You hear it every weekend from the Xfinity Series drivers. Their cars are either fast as 10G or not as fast as 10G. But one way or another, you're definitely never going to miss it. Thanks. Thanks to everything Xfinity does to support us here at the Dale Jr. Download and obviously everything at Dirty Mo Media.
All right, everybody, it's time for White Flag. You know, we mentioned on Tuesday that Dale's new children's book, Buster Gets Back on Track, is out in stores. Well, Dale's on his way to New York now to promote that book. He's going to do some media. That ought to be fun for him. You know, you can pick up a copy of Buster Gets Back on Track at the Junior Motorsports retail store or from your favorite book retailer. They're all over the place. We have been talking about this a lot. You probably have heard it, but we're going to keep hammering it because it's important. It's a big deal. We're doing Dirty Mo Live, Dale Jr. and Friends, a show in Las Vegas, October 13th, and you can get your tickets right now, and you should. It's going to be worth your time. We're going to join up with the Door Bumper Clear guys, Dale, myself, maybe a few other people. You don't know. Might have to go to see, but we're going to have a lot of fun. I'm telling you, we've been really promoting that this week, and it's getting me excited about it. So dirtymomedia.com/live. That's where you can get tickets, or you can visit Ticketmaster. But dirtymomedia.com/live or Ticketmaster, get your tickets. Friday, October 13th, Las Vegas, Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. That's where we'll be. The Xfinity Series race from Texas Motor Speedway is on Saturday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on USA Network. And the Cup Series round of 12 kicks off at 3:30 p.m. Eastern time on Sunday, also on USA. With that said, let's go to Andrew Curlin with Man on the Street from Bristol.
What's up, everybody? Andrew Curlin here at Bristol. Man on the Street is back. Let's go talk to the fans and let's see what crazy shit they have to say. What's your name? Where are you from?
Billy Cole, Bronx, New York.
What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Mike. I'm from Minnesota.
What's the most embarrassing song on your playlist that you would have to walk out to here at Bristol?
What's the playlist?
What is the most embarrassing song on your guys' playlist?
I Touch Myself by the Divinyls.
Wow.
It might be the Baby Shark song. So, full disclosure, I'm a cop. When I transport prisoners to the jail, I ask them if they want to listen to music. I'm like, this is the last time you're ever going to hear music. And then they're like, yeah, I'll listen to Metallica. And I go, all right, well, you're getting Baby Shark.
What's the most embarrassing song on your phone?
On my phone?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I stream. What does that mean, on my phone? All right, you're really ruining this. You want me to check?
You want me to hold your sh**?
Something by Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg.
You wouldn't want to walk out to some Snoop Dogg?
Snoop Dogg.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Joe Chestnut, Westfield, Indiana.
What's the most embarrassing song on your phone that you would be introduced with?
Oh, my God. Donna Summer. I Feel Love.
Yeah? You're going to walk out to that one?
Guilty
pleasure?
It's a good song. It's an amp-up song. You get in the zone with that song. But it's a weird one.
What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Eric Jones from Byron, Michigan.
What's the most embarrassing song on your phone?
I got some Jordan Sparks on there. I can't remember the name of the song, but I got some Jordan Sparks, and Holly laughs at me every time that comes on.
How are you so calm right now answering these questions? Are you sure you want TJ as your vice president?
Yes, of course.
Really?
Hands down. I voted twice. He'd be a great politician, if we're being honest.
Really?
Yeah, well, I mean, has he ever given a straight answer?
All right, what's your name? Where are you from?
My name's Dennis Kornbucker. I'm from Cherokee, North Carolina.
I'll tell you one thing. The sun is not getting in your eyes.
Oh, it's not.
All right, what's your name? Where are you from?
Erskine Brooks out of Garner, North Carolina.
Alex from Richmond.
All right, so we're here at Bristol. They call it the last great Coliseum. Who's the last driver you would want to fight in a Coliseum-style match?
Gregson.
Noah.
He might pull some kung fu stuff on you or something.
Some kung fu.
There you go.
Earnhardt. Yeah, you don't want to mess with him.
Dale Earnhardt Sr. and Junior. I like Junior too.
Say Harvick because he's a grown man and he can whoop my ass.
Old man strength.
All the other guys are boys. Harvick is a grown man.
Amen.
Sorry, Noah. Nothing personal, but I feel like it would be an entertaining fight.
And wait, if he fights you, that's like an extra charge too, right?
We'll agree to mutual combatants.
Which NASCAR driver is most likely to not leave a tip at a restaurant?
Good service or bad service?
Let's say bad service.
Bad service, Dillon.
Austin Dillon?
Austin Dillon.
Man of principle there?
Yes.
Which NASCAR driver is most likely to throw up in an Uber?
We'll go with Harrison Burton.
Harrison Burton. That's kind of an underrated pick. Why Harrison?
He's got a funny look about him.
Which NASCAR driver is most likely to drop their phone in the toilet?
Bowman for now.
Alex Bowman
because he's screwing up left and right.
Which NASCAR driver is most likely to drop their phone in the toilet?
I'd say Denny Hamlin because he loses when it matters.
All right, what's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Heath Hamrick. I'm from originally from Concord.
What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Nikki Lerner, and I'm from Columbia, Maryland.
My name is Brandy. I'm from Tyler, Texas.
I think one of the first podcasts I listened to was about Mike Davis's teeth.
Oh, his teeth. What's wrong with his teeth?
They're perfect.
Listen, okay, so Dirty Mo Media, we're going to Vegas next. We've got a live show. First time we're doing this.
Yeah. Are you excited?
I'm excited. Out of the three DBC hosts, Freddie, Brett, TJ,
yeah,
in Vegas, remember that.
Yeah.
Who gets fired, who gets arrested, and who gets lost?
Brett's getting arrested.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, everyone, okay. Who's lost?
Freddie gets lost. I think he would just be drunk. I don't know him or TJ. But
Freddie's been lost before. Freddie's getting arrested,
he's
I guess.
He's getting arrested because he's going to black out and not know where his wallet's at and his keys are at and his money's at. So he's going to jail.
Freddie definitely gets arrested.
Okay.
Yeah, this probably involves a camel. I don't know.
Brett's arrested.
Brett's arrested. Yeah. What's Brett arrested for?
Like public indecency.
It's the DBC guys loose in Vegas. I'm not confident they're going to make it. All of them are going to make it back. What do you think's going to happen?
If anybody can predict that.
They know something.
Yeah, he might.
They know the script. The whole Westgate show is about untold stories. Freddie's got his Columbia story. We've got a bunch of other ones. What's the craziest untold story you have at a NASCAR race that you're willing to share right now in front of the world? You got one.
Yeah, it actually happened last night. So I'm in a tent with two other guys. One guy was passed out, and all of a sudden he's letting take a pee on my other friend. So I literally had to get up, open up the tent, shove him out. Otherwise, he was going to give my friend a golden shower.
Oh my God.
Happened.
So remember Charlotte Rain?
Yeah.
Concert? I was thinking doing crowd surf.
You were going to crowd surf?
Yeah, of the concert.
Did you?
Yeah, it was thinking rowdy. I was thinking rowdy.
Yeah. Heck yeah. I love it. That's awesome.
Check out Dirty Mo Media on Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram.